Tensions remain high between the U.S. and Russia because, of course, of the war in Ukraine. But the two sides are continuing to work together in space. Aboard the International Space Station, American astronauts live side by side with Russian cosmonauts. But as the war grinds on, there are signs of growing strain. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel has more.
On Earth, things are bad. Russian President Vladimir Putin falsely claims the U.S. is working with Nazis in Ukraine. President Biden calls Putin a war criminal. But in space, the two sides are getting along, according to NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
I see nothing that has interrupted that professional relationship, no matter how awful Putin is conducting a war with such disastrous results in Ukraine.
That was Nelson speaking at a Senate hearing earlier this month. For 23 years, the U.S. and Russia have operated the space station together. It was designed so that each side literally needed the other to survive.
The Russians have the propulsion, the attitude control. The U.S. has the electricity production.
That codependence has kept the collaboration going. Even Russia's 2014 invasion of Crimea was not enough to shake the partnership. But this full-scale war in Ukraine may be different. It's already ruptured another long-standing Russian collaboration with the European Space Agency, or ESA.
As a consequence of the war in Ukraine, the member states of ESA have put significant sanctions on Russia.
That was ESA's Director General Joseph Aschbacher speaking at a NASA press conference. The Europeans have kicked Russia out of a lunar program, and a long-awaited European mission to Mars is suspended because it was set to launch aboard a Russian rocket. And it's not just Western nations having second thoughts. Speaking on state television, the head of Russia's space agency, a prickly politician named Dmitry Rogozin, recently suggested Russia may want to abandon the International Space Station. The decision has already been made, he said. Rogozin is known for making bombastic threats, and nobody expects the collaboration to end overnight. But there are other signs the war is affecting the station. During a spacewalk last month, two Russian cosmonauts unfurled a Soviet-era banner. It was ostensibly to celebrate Russia's Victory Day, but the banner is also used by Russian forces in Ukraine. Retired astronaut Scott Kelly says he's hearing from Russian cosmonaut friends on the ground, some of whom think Russia's war is justified.
At least one guy honestly believes that they were in danger imminently of being invaded by NATO and Ukrainian Nazis, and they are just defending themselves.
Kelly, who spent nearly a year living on the station, says he doesn't think the Russians could just detach their section and go home, but he says NASA should be thinking about how they would keep the station going if the Russians decided to leave.
It would be really, really hard, but I think NASA is great at doing really, really hard things.
Kelly says that for now, he thinks the decades-long partnership between the U.S. and Russia should continue, but he adds,
at some point, things like murdering innocent people, rape, genocide, transcend the importance of space cooperation.
For all the lofty ideas the space station represents, he says, its future depends very much on how events unfold here on Earth. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.